All right, so you ready to talk aviation maintenance?
Always ready for that. Let's dive in.
Okay, cool. So today we're looking at this merger between two big names, Rheinstahl and HYDRO. They formed this new company, RH Aero.
Yeah, and it's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, Aviation Maintenance Magazine called it a powerhouse.
Which is a pretty bold statement.
Right. So what makes them so special? I mean, are they really going to change the game, or is this all hype?
Well, first of all, the scale of this merger is massive. 26 global service centers, over 850 skilled professionals, and a portfolio that includes both custom designed and OEM licensed equipment.
Wait, hold on a sec. Back up. What's OEM licensed mean?
Oh, yeah, good point. OEM stands for Original Equipment Manufacturer. So it means they're certified to make and repair parts that are identical to the ones originally used on the aircraft.
Ah, so it's like getting a seal of approval from the airplane manufacturer themselves.
Exactly. It's a big deal for airlines because it means they can trust that the parts are going to meet those really strict safety standards.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So these guys are not messing around. They're coming in as a major player.
Yeah. They're definitely aiming to set a new industry standard.
Okay, but merging two big companies can be a recipe for disaster, right?
Yeah.
Did the article talk about how the leaders are feeling about this whole thing?
You know, it's funny. They actually seem genuinely excited.
Excited? That's not what I expected. I figured there'd be some tension, you know, like who's in charge, what's the new direction, all that.
Well, they both emphasize how the two companies really complement each other.
Okay, how so?
So HYDRO was known for their innovative designs, you know, pushing the boundaries of what's possible in aviation maintenance.
The cutting edge stuff.
Exactly. And Rheinstahl, they were masters of practical application, taking those innovative designs and figuring out how to actually make them work in the real world.
So it's like they each bring something unique to the table.
Yeah, it's like a perfect marriage of ideas and expertise.
Okay, I'm starting to see why they're calling them a powerhouse.
Yeah.
But let's be real. The aviation industry has been facing some major challenges lately, especially with all the supply chain disruptions everyone's talking about.
Okay, don't even get me started on that.
So did they address that in the article? I mean, how is RH Aero planning to deal with the supply chain chaos?
This is where it gets interesting. Apparently, they saw the post-pandemic travel surge coming and started ramping up their capacity 2 years ago.
Oh, they were that prepared.
Seems like they're way ahead of the curve on this.
So what does that mean for us regular folks who just want to get to our destinations without a meltdown? Does this mean fewer delays?
Well, that's the hope. The article talks about how they're not just focused on mitigating disruptions, but they're actively building resilience into their supply chain.
Okay, that's reassuring. But the article kept mentioning this thing about supporting customers,
Yeah.
which sounds kind of vague, you
Yeah.
know. What does that actually look like in the high-stakes world of aviation maintenance?
So let's get specific. Imagine an AOG situation, you know, aircraft on ground. It's an emergency where a plane is grounded and needs immediate repair.
Okay. Yeah, every minute counts in that situation.
Exactly. And RH Aero aims to have a technician on site that very afternoon for these critical situations.
Wow, talk about a rapid response team.
They get it. You
Yeah.
know, every minute a plane is out of commission is costing the airlines a fortune.
So they're all about speed, but having the right tools is just as important, right? Did they mention any cool new gadgets they're using?
Oh, yeah, for sure. The article highlighted a couple of pretty impressive innovations, starting with something called the MLGT-MULTI-2.
The MLGT what?
MLGT-MULTI-2. That sounds like a Star Wars character or
It
something.
does kind of, what is this, some kind of lightsaber for engine repair?
Not quite, but it's close. It's a piece of landing gear equipment specifically designed for wide-body aircraft.
The big guys.
Yeah. And it's supposed to make changing landing gear safer, faster, and more cost-effective.
Okay, that sounds promising, but how does it actually work?
Well, it's electrically controlled, which allows for super precise movements. And it's got this ergonomic control panel to make it easy to use.
So what's the big advantage here?
The real kicker is that it's ground-based. No more risky crane work or fiddling around on the wing. Plus, it's designed to be easily transported so they can get it where it needs to be quickly.
So they're thinking about safety, speed, and efficiency all at the same time?
Yeah, they're trying to cover all the bases.
Okay, but tell me they didn't stop there. What other tricks do they have up their sleeve?
They're just getting started. They also have this Cobra system.
Wait, hold on. First robots, now snakes. What's going on here?
Snakes, thankfully, Cobra is another innovative tool this time designed for engine changes. And get this, it can cut engine swap time by up to 80%.
80%. Seriously, that's incredible.
It all boils down to precision and efficiency. It's a specialized cradle that can maneuver the engine into the exact position needed for removal and installation, all electronically controlled.
So less manpower needed and a lot less room for error.
Exactly. And remember that shortage of skilled technicians we talked about earlier? Well, solutions like Cobra not only save time, but also reduce the number of technicians needed for these complex tasks, which is huge in today's market.
It's like they're finding ways to do more with less.
It's smart. They're thinking several steps ahead.
So where do all these innovations come from? Some secret lab with geniuses tinkering away.
According to Anthony Turner, the secret is actually pretty simple: listening to customers.
Really?
Yeah, they prioritize understanding the real-world challenges faced by airlines and MROs, maintenance, repair, and overhaul organizations.
So they're out there in the trenches talking to the people who are actually doing the work.
Exactly. They believe the best ideas come from the people on the front lines, the ones dealing with these issues day in and day out.
It's a refreshing approach. So it's not just about merging companies, it's about merging ideas and expertise to solve real problems.
You got it. And that's what makes RH Aero so intriguing. They're not just trying to be bigger, they're aiming to be better by combining the strengths of these two powerhouses and really focusing on the needs of their customers.
I'm already hooked. This is way more interesting than I ever imagined aviation maintenance could be.
Just wait till you hear what Joy Finnegan had to say.
Joy Finnegan.
Yeah, the editor-in-chief over at Aviation Maintenance Magazine. She's been covering this industry for years. She's seen it all.
Also, she's not easily impressed.
Definitely not. So when she starts asking questions, people listen.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What did Joy have to say?
Well, you'll have to wait for part two of our deep dive to find out. So Joy Finnegan, she's like the queen of aviation maintenance journalism.
Yeah, she's definitely got the experience and the reputation.
Right. So when she's asking the tough questions, they're paying attention.
So what kind of vibe did you get from her in the article? Was she skeptical of this whole merger thing?
I wouldn't say skeptical. More like keenly observant. She's really paying attention to the details.
Makes sense. She's not going to let them get away with any fluffy PR talk.
Exactly. She was particularly interested in how they're going to handle those global operations.
Ah, yeah. It's one thing to merge and innovate in one place, but making it work on a global scale, that's a whole different ballgame.
Right. And she didn't shy away from those tough questions. Like, she really pressed Anthony Turner on those super fast response times for AOG situations.
You mean like making sure they can get a technician on site quickly, even in those new locations they're expanding into?
Exactly. Those four new service centers, they're opening Hong Kong, Chengdu, Hyderabad, and Jeddah. That's a pretty ambitious expansion plan.
It is, and it shows they're serious about this whole in-region support thing.
Yeah, both Turner and Dieter Moller, they emphasized how important it is to have technicians and resources located close to their customers no matter where they are in the world.
That's got to be a huge relief for airlines. Because if you're in Hyderabad and your plane's grounded, you don't want to be waiting days for a specialist to fly in from who knows where.
Exactly. Every minute counts. And RH Aero seems to get that. They're aiming to have someone on site that afternoon for those critical AOG situations.
Okay, so they're walking the walk, not just talking the talk. But let's circle back to those innovations for a second.
Yeah.
We talked about the MLGPM-ULTI-2 for landing gear and the Cobra system for engine swaps.
Oh, yeah, those are pretty cool.
But I'm still a little fuzzy on the details. How do they actually work?
Joy Finnegan actually did a great job of getting the technical folks to break it down in a way that's easy to
Okay,
understand.
so give it to me in plain English. What makes these systems so much better than the old way of doing things?
All right, so let's start with the MLGTM-ULTI-2. It's not just about speed, it's also a major safety upgrade.
Okay, I'm listening.
So traditionally, changing the landing gear on a wide-body aircraft involves a lot of risky maneuvering with heavy equipment, using cranes working at heights.
Yeah, that sounds pretty nerve-wracking.
Exactly. One wrong move and it could be disastrous. So the MLGTM-ULTI-2 takes a lot of that risk out of the equation. It's ground-based and electrically controlled, so you get incredibly precise movements.
Ah, so less chance of damage to the aircraft or injuries to the technicians.
Exactly. They've really thought this through.
Okay, that makes sense. What about the Cobra system? How does it manage to cut that engine swap time by so much?
80% faster. It's pretty remarkable, right?
It is. How do they do it?
Well, it's all about precision and eliminating unnecessary steps. The Cobra system is basically a specialized cradle that can position the engine perfectly for both removal and installation.
Ah, so it takes the guesswork out of it.
Exactly. And because it's electronically controlled, the whole process is much smoother, requires less manual labor.
Fewer people, less heavy lifting, less room for error. It's like they took the most complicated parts of engine maintenance and streamlined them.
Exactly. And that's a big deal when you're facing a shortage of skilled technicians.
Right. It's not just about saving time and money, it's about making the most of the workforce you already have.
You got it. It's a really smart approach, and it goes back to that customer-centric philosophy we were talking about earlier. They're not just building cool gadgets for the sake of it. They're listening to the needs of airlines, understanding their pain points, and developing solutions that actually address those problems.
So it's not just about selling a product, it's about working together to make the whole industry better.
Exactly. And Joy Finnegan picked up on that too. She asked some really insightful questions about how RH Aero is making sure they're not just listening to customer feedback, but actually integrating it into their design and development process.
Because anyone can say they're customer-focused, but actually walking the walk is a different story.
Right. Anthony Turner made it clear that it's not just about gathering feedback. It's about building those long-term partnerships, collaborating with airlines and MROs every step of the way.
Okay, that's impressive. But there's one thing that's still bugging me.
Oh, what's that?
Well, we've talked about the merger, the innovations, the global expansion, their customer focus. But what about the elephant in the room? The shortage of skilled technicians.
Yeah, that's the big question.
Did the article address how they're planning to attract and retain talent? Because it sounds like they're going to need a whole army of skilled workers.
You are on fire with the questions today. And yeah, Joy Finnegan actually brought that up as well. She pointed out that with all these new service centers and advanced technology, they're going to need a lot of skilled workers.
So what's the plan? Are they just hoping people will magically show up?
Well, that's where things get really interesting, and we'll dive into that in part three of our deep dive.
Okay, so we're back and ready to tackle this skills gap issue. We've talked about all the cool stuff RH Aero is doing, but none of it matters if they don't have the people to make it happen.
Exactly. And it's a challenge that Anthony Turner definitely didn't stray away from in that interview.
Okay, but what's the plan? Are they just going to throw money at the problem and hope for the best?
Not quite. Joy Finnegan really pushed him on this. You know, how are they going to differentiate themselves in a job market where everyone's fighting for skilled technicians?
Right, because competitive salaries and benefits, those are just table stakes these days.
Exactly. It's got to be something more. And Turner's answer was pretty interesting. He talked about creating a company culture that actually attracts and retains top talent.
Okay, but what does that even mean?
Well, he talked about building a workplace where technicians feel valued, respected, empowered to grow their skills.
Okay, that sounds great on paper, but how do they actually make it happen?
One key area is training and development. They're investing a lot in internal training programs, giving their technicians opportunities to learn the latest technologies and really advance their careers.
So they're taking a long-term view, investing in their workforce for the future.
Exactly. And it makes sense. You give people the chance to learn and grow, they're more likely to stick around.
But is that enough to attract new talent to the industry? Because let's be honest, aviation maintenance isn't always seen as the most glamorous career path.
That's true. And Turner acknowledged that. He talked about the need to change the perception of aviation maintenance, you know, highlighting the incredible skill and precision it requires.
Okay, how do you do that?
Well, he actually compared it to brain surgery.
Brain surgery for airplanes.
Yeah. He said it's that precise. It's about changing the narrative,
Yep.
you know, showcasing the challenging and rewarding aspects of the job.
It's a cool analogy, I gotta admit.
And it's not just talk. They're partnering with technical schools and colleges, creating apprenticeship programs, actively recruiting the next generation of aviation technicians.
So they're building a pipeline of talent.
Exactly. They understand that the success of the entire industry depends on having a skilled workforce. And it's not just about RH Aero's own needs, it's about making sure the whole aviation industry can thrive.
You know what I'm realizing? This whole deep dive has really opened my eyes to how important aviation maintenance is. It's something we take for granted, but without it, the whole system falls apart.
I agree. And it's cool to see how RH Aero is stepping up, addressing not just the technical challenges, but the human challenges too.
They're not just building a company, they're building a workforce for the future.
So, what are your final thoughts on this whole thing? What's the big takeaway for our listeners?
I think the biggest takeaway for me is that innovation isn't just about technology. It's about people. RH Aero gets that. They understand that investing in their workforce is just as important as investing in new equipment.
Yeah, and they're not just reacting to the challenges, they're shaping the future of the industry.
Exactly. It's a good reminder that behind all the cool gadgets and innovations, it's the people who make it all work.
And it makes you think what other industries could learn from this approach. What if we put this much focus on workforce development in other fields?
That's a great question. So as you go about your day, think about the people behind the scenes, the ones that keep things running. And maybe you'll be inspired to explore a field where you can use your skills to make a difference.
The future belongs to those who learn, adapt, and innovate. So keep exploring, keep learning, and never stop asking questions.
Well said. And on that note, we've reached the end of our deep dive into RH Aero and the future of aviation maintenance. Thanks for joining us.